Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Aisha Torah. Our text is my book, Conversations with Yourself, a practical guide to greater happiness, self-development, and self-empowerment, published by Art Scroll. Chapter 5. All self-talk is in the present. Whenever you have a self-conversation, you're always talking to yourself in the present moment. Whenever you think about your self-conversations, you're in the present. And in each present moment, you get to choose what you think, what you say, and what you do. You can express it in this way. I'm always in the here and now. And the here and now, I create my present experience with the thoughts that I choose to think. This idea is tremendously empowering. This idea can enable you to free yourself from much of the distress that you might unnecessarily cause yourself. Everything you actually experience is your present experience. And your present experience is based on the thoughts that you're thinking right now. To master any positive quality, you must master being able to access or create the positive quality in the present moment. Let's say that you'd like to master the ability to be happy and joyful whenever you wish. You only need to be able to access or create happiness and joy right now. And as you do this, you're going to realize, I'm always in the now. Because I can be happy or joyful now, I can choose to experience this whenever I wish. The same applies to many attributes. You only need to access them now, not in the future. You only need to choose kindness and compassion in the present moment. You only need to choose patience and serenity in the present moment. You only need to access your courage in the present moment. Now, some moments will be easier than others. But as long as you have courage, for example, stored in your brain, which is always with you, my brain is always with me. That's so valuable. My brain is always with me. Anytime you think that it'll be great to have courage now, you'll be able to choose courage now. And this way of looking at courage and self-empowerment makes it much easier. You don't have to think about maintaining courage later on. You only need it now, and you're always in the now. Now, this is a poem from the great Musar personality, Rabbi Eliyahu Eliezer Dessler, in volume 3 of his classic work, Michtam Eliyahu. He brings out this idea very clearly, and I love this poem, and I've always found it very inspiring. This is an English translation of the poem that he wrote in Hebrew. The past is only memories. The future is hope for illusions. Turn to your present moment. That is where your life really is, and it consists entirely of challenges. Whenever you think about the past, you aren't in the past anymore. You're in the present thinking about the past. Whenever you think about the future, you aren't in the future yet. You're in the present thinking about the future. People who have mastered the ability to realize that their thoughts are always in the present, they free themselves from much worry. All worry is about the future. The future is unknown right now. You can pray for the future, and it's wise to plan for the future. But since you're always in the present, it's not a sensible thing to cause yourself needless distress or suffering for what might or might not happen later on. It's better to utilize your time in the wisest way for now. People who have mastered the ability to realize that their thoughts are always in the present are able to free themselves from obsessively thinking about the past, about things that already happened that they can no longer change. People who become upset and unnecessarily continue to think about past events, they cause themselves distress in the present about what's over and done with. People who keep their anger long and necessary about something that's over and done with cause themselves more unnecessary distress. We should learn from the past, but we're never in the past a second time. When we think about anything from the past, we do so in the present. You have more wisdom now than you've had in the past. You have more knowledge now. You have more experience. And since you're always in the present, you can make the wisest possible choices right now. So you can say to yourself, I'm in the present right now. This self-talk will always be true at the moment you say it. Then you can say to yourself, what's the wisest thing for me to think about right now?